If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I could stop right there and preach.
Amen.
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. God, we love you and we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that we got someone to call on. Thank you, God, for the songs. Thank you, God, for the sweet spirit that we have for already folks on the altar, God. And I pray right now, Lord, you just continue to work. Lord, you continue to move. Help us right now, God, as we do our very best to preach this. And whatever's done, we want to honor you. We want to give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while on the thought, can man be justified? What makes you think that you're so good? We serve a holy God.
Amen.
He is completely holy.
Amen.
He is so holy that you and I do not deserve to be here today.
Amen.
He is so holy that you and I do not deserve to go to heaven. He is so holy that you and I don't deserve anything. So, but the word justified right there, it comes from the Greek word dikaio. It means to render just or innocent or to be righteous. Now, one of the greatest illustrations I've ever heard about justification and how that you and I can be justified, John Flavel wrote this. He said a good dear friend of his had the finest illustration of justification he had ever heard. And I've told this story before. It seems a man in England had went to the Rolls Royce company and bought a Rolls Royce. He put it on a ferry, Clint. He goes to a European country, and while he's touring one of these European countries, his Rolls Royce breaks down. He gets in contact with the Rolls-Royce company. They send a mechanic over there. He fixes the car on the side of the road. They load up everything. The man gets in his car, finishes out his vacation or whatever. He gets back home, and he contacts the Rolls-Royce company. He wants to know how much he owes them for sending that mechanic there. And the people from Rolls-Royce, Wes, sent back to him, says, we have no record ever of a Rolls Royce ever breaking down on the side of the road. That's justification. When the devil brings up your past and it makes it up to the throne room in heaven, God looks down and says, we have no record. Amen. Just as if we'd never sinned. Amen. That's what, and understand something. Did Christ finish his work on Calvary? If he did, then you're justified. Amen. Jesus Christ is going to be all, or he is going to be nothing at all. Amen. You got to understand, if his work is finished, then you and I cannot add one thing to it. I can't dress nice enough to be a Christian. I can't come to church enough to be a Christian. I can't pay my tithes enough to be justified. But glory to God, me trusting in him and the finished work at Calvary, that justifies us when we're saved. Amen. That's the only way you and I can be justified.
Amen.
Just as if we had never sinned. So if we can't add anything to what Jesus did, why do we try? Now, I agree. I believe we ought to have rules. I believe we ought to have standards. Amen. I believe that. Everybody else can have standards. I think the church ought to be able to have standards.
Amen.
But when those standards start getting in the way of salvation, there's something wrong. Amen. So let's just look at just a few little things this morning about how man can be justified before God. We can be justified because God is the author of justification.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says in Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 25 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Romans chapter 3, verse 30, whom God, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Romans chapter 8, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. God is the one west that says who is justified and who is not. God is the one that set it all in motion. Hey, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is the author of justification. We are justified, and I'll get into some other things in just a minute, but it was God that laid out the plan before the foundation of the world ever laid out. God is the one that justifies. You're not justified by what grandmama did. You're not justified by what granddaddy did. You're not justified because you're a member of the church. Yeah, hey, being a member of church ain't got nothing to do. We're going to have a baptizing tonight. You're not justified because you're baptized. You can go to hell, a wet sinner, amen. I'm just saying God is the author. God is the one that laid it out. God is the one that says who is justified and who is not. Amen. Understand something. You're either saved or lost. You're either justified or you're not justified. If you're here this morning and you're not justified, you need to get saved before this day is over, amen? Before we close these doors, just like she was saying, that's what this altar is for. God is the author of justification. We are justified. Well, how are we justified in God's eyes? Think about that for a minute. Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It is God's grace. It is God's mercy that gave us access to even be justified. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 says this, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Glory to God. For the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Understand something. I found this little illustration. When a person works an 8-hour day and receives a fair pay, that is called a wage. When a person competes with an opponent and receives a trophy for a performance, that is called a prize. When a person receives an appropriate recognition for a long service or high achievement, that is called an award. But when a person is not capable of earning a wage, when a person is not able to win a prize, and when a person does not deserve a reward, yet receives such a gift, glory to God, that is grace, glory to God. Aren't you glad that God has given us grace? That's the only way you and I can be justified, is by the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. You didn't deserve it. You couldn't earn it. And I'm telling you right now, you can be saved for 100 years, and that still ain't going to give you enough grace to get there. I'm telling you right now, when I got the first day, Jackie, I got saved, I was just as saved as I am today, glory to God. And understand something, I might be getting closer to the Lord as I go along and try to get closer to the Lord, but I ain't no more saved right now than I was 40 years ago. Amen. And you say, preacher, you mean to tell me if I go down to that altar today and ask Jesus to forgive me, everything, you'll be just as saved as I am? Amen. Amen? That's grace. That's grace. The grounds for our justification is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Romans chapter 3 verse 25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission. Glory to God. In Matthew chapter 26 verse 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of sin. It took Jesus giving everything he had for you to be justified. I was thinking about it this week. I was talking with somebody, and they said they had never seen The Passion of Christ. I said, well, let me tell you something. That's probably the best movie I've ever seen as far as depicting the crucifixion. I think we do a great job at our Easter play. Amen. We do a great job at our Easter play. Let me tell you something, folks. That can't hold a light. I preached a message one time, and the Lord's really been dealing with me about preaching it again. But I preached a message one time. David, the blood's not just on Calvary's Hill. It started when they arrested him. They beat him from that point. I believe they beat him from that point in Gethsemane all the way to Calvary, Jackie. And everywhere in between. We know the stories of how they slapped Jesus, beat Jesus, blindfolded Jesus. We know the story how they took him to the women's post and whipped him with a cat of nine tails. You understand something? Those streets in Jerusalem were laid with the blood of Jesus. And glory to God, you understand something? It's not just on Calvary's Hill in Jerusalem. The blood of Jesus is at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church right here this morning. And you can get a hold to the blood of Jesus. And you can be justified by the blood of Jesus. You can be saved by the blood of Jesus. Your name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life by the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's the only way you'll ever make it to heaven. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, that they loved not their lives unto death. Hey, this is the last reference in the Bible to the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is the overcoming blood, enabling believers to withstand the deception and the accusations of enemy. There are 43 different references to the blood of Christ in the New Testament, all testifying to the great importance of the blood through salvation. Judas the betrayer spoke of innocent blood. Peter called it a precious blood, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. It is the cleansing blood. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it is the washing blood. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, I say, understand something. That is the only way you and I will ever be justified. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. What's the proof? What's the proof of your justification, Melvin? The resurrection. How do you know you're saved? Because my Savior's alive. Yeah. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Now hold on a minute. Unstrap your seatbelt because somebody might want to run. Now listen. This word right here in Romans chapter 4, Brother Tommy, is a different word than what I told you to start with. It's a different word for justification. This word comes from it's a little bit different. And basically what it means is acquittal, not guilty. When he came out of that grave, all I got to do is trust in him. Jeff, and you know what not guilty means, glory to God. Hey, understand. My God, have mercy. I just had a thought. Do you realize, Eileen and Jeff sitting here, and there have been times as troopers when we go to court and somebody was guilty and they were found not guilty. Amen. Amen. Made me mad as fire. Amen. But guess what? You were guilty. 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 Every one of us was guilty. But when Jesus rose out of that grave and Greg Raben put his trust in Jesus Christ and asked Jesus Christ to forgive him of his sins and asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart and live in his heart, and he started living for the Lord and his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, guess what? Not guilty. That's the proof. That's the proof. I am not guilty before the Lord this morning. Amen. You look at me. I'm telling you, I'm guilty of sin. I know my past. You know your past. But when I stand before the Lord, I'll stand before the Lord because Jesus Christ is going to be my attorney. Amen. And he's going to say, Lord, I took his place. I stood in his place. And the gavel's going to fall, and it's going to say, not guilty. Amen. Chucky, what was that phrase you said Preacher Jacob used? The accused are excused. Amen. The Bible says that the Satan is our accuser. He accuses. How many times this week has Satan gone before the Lord and said, Jeff don't deserve this. Alan don't deserve this. Adrian don't deserve this. But understand something. The Bible says through the blood, through the resurrection, glory to God, we're all not guilty. So what's the result of our justification? Forgiveness. Psalms 103 says this, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Somebody ought to shout right there. You know where you were. Amen. We have peace and hope through our justification. Romans chapter 5 says this, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope and glory of God. We got peace with God, not worried about hell. I'm just going to be honest with you. There was a time in my life, Melvin, that I would get up on Sunday morning and think about what I had done on Saturday and Friday night. And glory, and I was scared to death of going to hell. But glory to God, I ain't scared of going to hell no more. I'm not even worried about dying. Amen? Amen. I have peace. And the Bible says we're saved from the wrath of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. What is wrath? It's God's wrath. You look at me real good. All of us that's saved, all of us that's got our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you're here today and you know without a shadow of a doubt, not a doubt in your mind that you say, raise your hand. Raise your hand as a testimony, amen? If your hand ain't up in the air, you listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. I don't know if any of you has ever seen Preacher Paul Washer. I ain't even sure what denomination is. But a preacher, son. This is one of his quotes. Listen to me. If you're not saved, you listen real good. If you're not justified, listen real good. God does not throw sin into hell. He throws sinners into hell. And hell is not hell because God is not there. We know from studying the Word that God is everywhere. Hell is hell because God is there in the fullness of his wrath. This is the God of the Scriptures. If you go to hell today, you'll go to hell over the prayers of this church. If you go to hell, you'll go to hell over Jesus Christ dying on that cross. If you go to hell, you'll go to hell over Jesus Christ being raised from the dead. If you go to hell, you'll go to hell over family members praying for you. But you understand something. If you open your eyes, just like the rich man in hell, the Bible says he was in torments. And God in hell is pouring his wrath out, Brother Ed, on sinners. Imagine going to hell and having to hear this sermon for eternity. Imagine going to hell and having to hear the prayers of your mama for eternity. Imagine going to hell and having to relive every time you came to church and the Holy Ghost dealt with you for eternity. Folks, justification is a great thing. Praise the Lord, I'm telling you right now, I can stand up here and proclaim, Josh, that I am justified. Am I perfect? I'm a long ways from it. Amen. Like Skip was talking about this morning, son, I am a long way from being perfect. But glory to God, I'm justified. Because I've trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ. I want you to bow your head. Brother Robert, can you come sing, please, Forgive Me?